deuces tecum, and it's used in terms with the word subpoena. Everybody knows what subpoena is. You subpoenaed, and you could be subpoenaed to appear in person to a court hearing or a trial or a deposition, which is out of court. So a subpoena is just mean bring me or bring something. So you can have a subpoena for a person to show up, or you can have a subpoena for documents. Subpoena for documents is, that's what deuce tecum is. Subpoena for documents. That's essentially what it means. If you're not a party to litigation, you in civil litigation, you can serve subpoenas on third parties. So I often serve them on accountants for tax returns, or banks for bank account information, or I'll serve a subpoena for documents on a supplier to get invoices or purchase orders. And what it means is, in lieu of a person appearing to bring documents, you can just send me these documents in response to the subpoena request, the numbered request that I ask, whether it's checks or payments or invoices. And then you certify that you turned over all the documents, and that is subpoena deuces tecum. So if you get a subpoena deuces tecum, don't get upset. It's just asking you for documents. And if they're proprietary, though, you can object to producing them. If they're confidential, you can hire a lawyer to file a motion, what's known to quash. So you can hire a lawyer who can file a motion with the court to quash the subpoena that was issued against you.